Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Of course, if you've been there or seen a map, you know that the Middle East land surrounding Israel is dominated by wilderness. That is, desolate desert regions. Very hot, extremely arid, and virtually empty. Very few people live in the wilderness. It is unwelcoming, to say the least. But that is where Israel of old was tested. In fact, it seems like that's what God uses frequently to test his children. Mark 1 says, immediately the Spirit drove him, that is Jesus, into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. And from Deuteronomy chapter 8, we read, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you and do you good in the end. See, the wilderness is also a place of communing with God, of prayer, and of refuge. We read in Luke chapter 5, so he himself, Jesus, often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. And from Revelations 12, verse 14, we read about the woman, that is the remnant of Jewish believers, was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time, that's 3.5 years, from the presence of the serpent, from the Antichrist during the tribulation. But God also uses the wilderness as a place of judgment. The book of Numbers, chapter 32, says, so the Lord's anger was aroused against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was gone. And he also speaks prophetically of a way that he will make in the wilderness. Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah 43, behold, I will do a new thing, but now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road or a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, which arguably speaks of the Savior, Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14, 6. And the wilderness is spoken of as a place of blessed transformation. We read in Isaiah chapter 35, then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for waters shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. So clearly, the wilderness physically and metaphorically is an instrumental part of Israel's existence. But not only Israel. That's because this whole world is a wilderness spiritually. Satan has made it that way. Isaiah the prophet spoke of him when he said in Isaiah 14, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. That's hell. Yes, he is the destroyer. All of his efforts, his thoughts, his twisted goals are to create planet Babylon, a desolate waste, spiritually and physically. He works and schemes to destroy all that God has created. That's his nature. He's filled with hatred, as are his offspring. Yes, the wilderness is essentially the story of broken mankind, as well as mankind's redemption. For although Satan will succeed during the tribulation in creating this hellish planet, you can see Revelations 18:2, Christ will crush him under his heel. And thank the Lord, Isaiah recorded in Isaiah 51, the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Dear friends, Jesus Christ is our way in this wilderness. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.